With me today is Rachel Chung, and she's an image consultant based in Melbourne, and she will help us take good care of ourselves for the next few weeks. Good day, Rachel.
Hello. Hi, nice to meet you.
You are an image consultant based in Melbourne from South Korea.
Exactly.
And we all know South Koreans have beautiful skin.
Exactly.
But it doesn't come without hard work, isn't it?
Of course. Even for me, and then even my friends from Korea, they always spend a lot of time, invest lots of time to look after their skin. One thing I always want to say is, don't be lazy.
So you are an image consultant.
Yeah.
And part of your whole package is to help people, not just women, men and women, look good.
Exactly. So what is image consultant is when everyone thinking image is very wide range of the definition. So what thing is, let's think it simply. So first impression. So when you think of, like when you see people for the first time, and then the image you think is by eyes, even by your voice, even by your ears. Everything it contains image. But as an image consultant, I help you to have the image you want to be. But how? So even styling. So this is appearance. How do your skincare and makeup and hair and all of things by eyes? This is appearance image. And the other one is how your gestures, how your facial expressions, how you talk. All of things is a mixture image. Conclusion is, so skincare is a part of image consulting because for your face, first impression, face is really, really important. That's why we have to look after our skin.
First impressions last, don't they?
Exactly. On statistics, if you have some parts, the first impression from someone, and then to change the first impression, it takes 48 hours in a row, but in a reality, we can't miss someone to be together for 48 hours constantly is impossible. That means first impression is really hard to change it.
Let's begin with the things that we normally do on our day-to-day lives. So if we travel, if we work, we go out, what are the most important things that we should have in handy for women? In our bags.
Just so for now, I just want to everyone check your bag first. Everyone ready, right? So I'm going to give you the most important five things you have to have in your bag.
So in my bag.
Yes.
I have this little toiletry kit that would have my powder, my lipstick, my sunblock, a hand cream.
Yes, great.
And a lip balm.
Beautiful.
And medicine.
Oh, beautiful. Yes, there are so many things that we have to care. But I just want to mention about everything. I just point five things you better to, you should bring in your bag. First one is facial mist. Facial mist. So do you have the facial mist in your bag?
I would bring it with me in the summertime. When
summertime.
It's hot, I have this bottle with a water, with a pump, and I'll just spray it in my face when it's warm.
Only summertime.
Yes.
But let's think about this. Every day you use a television and then mobile, even computer, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So all of the screen you're using every day, they has a UV ray. So our skin is every single minute exposure to the UV ray. That means UV ray makes our skin dry. Even sunlight is every time, not only summer, but also winter. That's why our skin is getting dry and dry and dry. Aging starts from such the dryness. That's why you have to use
facial mist. Facial mist will help moisten and keep our skin moist.
Exactly. So for me, every 2 hours, at least every 2 hours, I use a facial mist. So keep my skin always moistful, that it helps for even help for the anti-aging, and then everything is we can keep our like a moist in our skin. That means look after our skin.
Is it different if you just wash your face every now and then?
No. Everyone thinking is that's the big mistake. Everyone thinking is a mist is just
water.
So why not? I'm just using water. And then seriously, some people, especially men, they put water in on their face very regularly whenever they go to wash their face. But when you go to the home or even now, spray the mist under your mirror. And then on the mirror, water and then mist. Just test how long lasts the water. Actually, when you think about the mist, that's not just only water. They include some mineral ingredient inside.
Oh.
Something special, something extra. That's why they can keep special moisture in skin.
Facial mist? Next?
Next one is compact mini mirror. As far as any mirror is fine. So do you always bring mirror, right?
Yes.
That's very simple. But thing is, this is very simple. But a lot of women, I found that they don't bring their mirror.
You have a mirror in your phone.
Yes, that's true. But thing is, different thing is, the mirror is not just by phone. And then just a rear mirror, is
yes.
We can see clearly with a mirror, right?
Okay.
The phone has some restrictions. But thing is, why do we have to always bring mirror is, the more we check mirror, the we always finding some problem on our face. That we can be more motivated and eager to be better. That's why this is motivation for your skin. A lot of people keep asking why I always checking the mirror. Stop watching. Stop checking. So I says, that's why I'm here. I need to check. That's why I can improve myself. Okay? Yeah.
And third?
Third one is, you already have the lip balm. Especially winter is coming. Let's think. We have a really, 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 really beautiful color, most appealing color, lip on our lip. If you have some keratin on your lip, and also your lip is all dry and cracked there, it looks beautiful.
No,
definitely not, right?
And it doesn't feel nice.
Exactly, doesn't feel nice, doesn't look healthy. Overall, it doesn't look right. That's why we need to have always a lip balm. And then lip balm is always has a better to the UV ray protection as well. There are two kinds of lip balm. The one is just for moisturizing. The other, the lip balm has even for the UV ray protection. We always outside. So we always exposure to UV ray. So even lip balm must have a UV ray protection.
Fourth
one is concealer. So do you have a concealer in your bag?
No.
Yes. Because the thing is,
I don't think I use concealer.
So because the concealer is actually very useful and very easy. Because for me, I always take some small portion of concealer to the extra containers and bring with me in my bag everywhere. The reason why I recommend the concealer is, think about this. In the middle of the day, your makeup all disappeared. Then that means you have to fix your makeup from the scratchy. And then you have to put the powder on your skin. Then powder actually makes the skin always drier. And after you fixing your makeup, it looks worse than before. So everyone says that your face doesn't look right. Then how are we going to fix our makeup? Using concealer.
Uh-huh.
Just a spot. There's some part, especially around your nose and under your eyes. And
to hide your eye bags.
Exactly. And then some part you can see there's some missing part of your makeup. And then just gently, smoothly, put the concealer on your that spot. And it looks actually natural. And then you don't have to you don't have to change all of the makeup from the scratchy. That means save your time and also still contains your beautiful makeup as well.
And finally?
Finally, you already have hand cream. But the way to put the hand cream, when you, after washing your hands, and then whenever you feel dryness from your skin, just put some portion of the hand cream on your hands and massage each fingers, the nails, and the in-between fingers, and then massage. Actually, it helps your face, even blood circulation, it helps. The rest of your hand cream, even put your wrist, even your elbow, even around your neck, and always all of your skin near to your face, all of your body, make it soft and silky only by hand cream.
What about sunscreen? I have that in my bag too.
Sunscreen is also, I thought about that. That's very important. When I think about that, because I normally wear makeup, right? It's really hard to put sun cream on the top of the makeup. Women is nowadays the most makeup item has the SPF
yes.
and PF. The concealer has that.
You can get concealers with SPF 30.
And PA, yes, exactly. Oh.
So that you should make sure that when you buy one, mm-hmm. it has SPF.
Exactly. So all of my makeup, even powder, and then my concealer has SPF and PA. It helped me to protect the, from the sun.
So before you leave the house, yep. check if you all have those five things with you yep. to make sure
exactly.
you have healthy, exactly. nice skin. Thank you very much, Rachel.
You're welcome. See ya.